Today we're going on a 20-minute moderate paced walk. If you're not moving your feet yet, get started. I'm Michelle Stanton, your walking coach, and I'm going to be with you every step of the way. We're starting out at an easy pace to warm up. Walk at a comfortable speed, letting your arms swing freely at your sides. Keep your head up, looking about 10 to 20 feet in front of you. Don't look down at your feet. If you're walking outdoors and listening to me, please keep the volume low or use only one earbud so you can hear your surroundings, stay alert, and be safe. If you're walking on the treadmill, make sure you're using the safety clip. Now, keep walking and I'll check back in with you shortly. Are your muscles and joints starting to feel looser? A warm-up transitions your body from everyday mode to exercise mode. You start to breathe harder to take in more oxygen. Your heart beats faster so it can send more blood and oxygen to all the muscles in your legs that are working harder with every step you take. Easing into your workout by warming up first will make your walks more enjoyable and effective. Now that your body is nice and warmed up, let's increase your pace. The goal of this walk is to stride at a moderate, purposeful pace, like you have to be somewhere. You're exerting some effort and breathing a little harder, but you should still be able to carry on a conversation, speaking in full sentences. If you can sing while you walk, you should pick up the pace. But if you can't speak in complete sentences, you need to ease up a bit. Now, keep it going just like that and enjoy your surroundings as you walk. I'll check back in with you in a few minutes. Thank you. How are you doing? Still able to speak in full sentences? If not, adjust your speed so that you're able to carry on a conversation. And remember to maintain good posture as you walk. It makes walking easier and more comfortable. Did you know that walking can be just as effective as medication for treating some types of depression? So the next time you're feeling blue, lace up your sneakers and walk. You just passed the midpoint of the walk. Keep it up. Need a little boost to carry you through the final 5 minutes? Roll your shoulders up, back, and down. Lift your chest, tighten your abs, and set your gaze 10 to 20 feet in front of you. Looking down at your feet can sap your energy. Your neck and upper back get stiff, it's harder to breathe, and you can't take in the amazing scenery around you. Stand tall, take a deep breath, and walk confidently. Congratulations, you made it through the moderate walk. Now let's cool it down before you stop. Slow down to a leisurely stroll. Taking a few minutes at the end of a workout to cool down brings your body out of exercise more gently than if you abruptly stop, which may leave you feeling lightheaded or dizzy. Take some nice deep breaths and notice how much better your body feels. Really enjoy your final minutes of movement, especially if you have to go back inside and sit for an extended period of time. We are winding down here. You did a great job today, and I look forward to walking with you again soon.